Radio friends, I welcome you to today's broadcast. I trust God to keep you growing in faith and in the love of God's word. The word you hear from this broadcast is able to transform your mind and introduce you to a new lifestyle. Today, I shall speak on making the impossible become possible. Making the impossible become possible. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we begin this broadcast today on this topic of making the impossible become possible, we plead with you, our Maker and our Redeemer, that our hearers will hear and be motivated to trust you so that, O God, their situations will turn around. Heavenly Father, let your spirit, God, help us, and let the eyes of our understanding be opened to hear and, O God, our Father, to implement your word in our lives in order to turn our situations around. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Making the impossible become possible. We'll take a Bible reading from Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to verse 28. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to verse 28. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her, making the impossible possible. I am sure you are familiar with the usual expressions of some people, which goes this way. It is not possible. It cannot happen. Forget it. You are dwelling in a fool's paradise. We will introduce you to another side of life, which many people on this earth and even presently are experiencing. Another level of experience indeed. It is a level where you can experience situations as circumstances labeled as impossible become possible. This is the experience of Mary, the mother of Jesus. How do you explain the situation wherein a single lady, and a virgin for that matter, will become pregnant without a covenant of sexual union? Yes, the God who designed the biological method of sexual union that leads to pregnancy can decide to bypass it to suit his purposes. Today, medical science has introduced other ways of getting pregnant. But basically, it follows the same pattern of union of male sperm and female egg. Perhaps you have classified certain situations or circumstances in your life as impossible. Hear me and hear me again. The impossible shall become possible in your life in Jesus' name. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Let me take you through 7 keys that can reposition you to begin to experience the impossible becoming possible. Number 1 key, the promise of God. to experience the impossible becoming possible, you must believe the promise of God. The promise of God is a revelation of His will and purpose. When we act in obedience to His will, He will back us up. God is not a politician. God is the owner and creator of all things, visible and invisible. The Bible says in Numbers 23 verse 19, Numbers 23 verse 19, that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? In Romans chapter 4, 17 to verse 21, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and caused those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Let me read that again. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was also able to perform. Abraham remains our perfect example. He did not waver through regarding the promise of God as unattainable. He was fully persuaded that God has power or authority to do what he has promised. I am not encouraging you to step out recklessly and believe that the impossible will become possible. Rather, you should ensure that you have a specific promise of God in that your situation. The word contains all the promises of God. As you read them and meditate on them, a particular one will jump out from the lot and the Holy Spirit will impress it on you as yours. If you must experience the impossible becoming possible, you need to walk on your faith in God. Mary said, "Let it be unto me according to your word," which means she accepted the word spoken to her by the angel and believed that it will come to pass. And of course, it did come to pass. Number two key is prayer. To experience the impossible becoming possible, you must have an effectual and fervent prayer lifestyle. Jesus taught his disciples to pray and not to give up. You must pray and not give up. Pray until you get an answer. Some people, unfortunately, have become prayer collectors. It is popular now to hear someone say literally, "I went to collect prayer." While I will not discourage you from going to someone to pray for you, you should be careful where you go and who prays for you. Secondly, rise above this level of plus God minus Satan type of prayer. Prayer is not all about back to sender, Holy Ghost fire, etc. In the days of Hannah, who was labeled barren, she quietly went to the temple in Shiloh and negotiated her case with the Almighty God. She went home, and after a period of time, she became pregnant. She later came back to Shiloh to fulfill her own part of that negotiation. Friends, learn to pray and raise your level of prayer. Prayer is powerful. Prayer helps you form intimacy with God, where you can appeal to His compassion. The third key is praise. Praise. Another key that leads to experiencing the impossible becoming possible is praise and worship. Praising God and worshiping Him, even under that impossible case, opens closed doors. Do you recollect that Paul and Silas were imprisoned by the Jewish authorities? They began to praise God at midnight. Their voices were heard by other prisoners. In that impossible situation, they were in agony inside a prison. The Most High responded to their praises and delivered them. The method of deliverance is up to God, but just praise God. Do not ask God to send His angels. He knows how to deliver you. At this point, my spirit reaches out to you to proclaim that impossible circumstances will give way to the power of God in Jesus' name. Learn to praise God. Learn hymns, biblical choruses. Worship God in your public and privacy. It works. The number four key is positivity. Positivity means having or developing a positive attitude of faith. We must believe that our prayers will be answered. All things are possible to him who believes. If you can believe, you shall see the glory of God. Put away all doubt, unbelief, and fear. Instead, fill your heart with faith and confidence in God. Go about not attracting pity to yourself, but with a joyful and happy disposition. People accuse Christians of having dejected disposition, not happy. But the people of God are, should be, the happiest people on earth, if not for any other thing. Your citizenship is in heaven. The Bible says in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Let's read from the book of Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Radio friends, we will stop here today, and we will continue this topic in the next edition of this broadcast. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is your will and purpose that impossible situations in our lives will turn to be possible. You've done it severally, and we pray today that our people will learn how to turn impossible situations to possibility, because our God has promised so. May your name be glorified as you motivate every one of us who have heard the word today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.